Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was one about her love.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. And Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is an attorney specializing in legal and tax issues for small businesses. He's a great resource, has been a great resource for us as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, especially around the area of eBay for marketing, for selling, et cetera, et cetera. So check all that out. Cliff Inico, E-N-I-A-E-N-I-C-O, two N's. Cliff, give us the website, please.
You bet. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right. So check that out. And the books
are
available.
It's a dedicated column. It comes out every week. And you can get yourself a free RSS feed so you don't have to worry about it not appearing in your local newspaper.
We like the free things. Thanks for that.
You bet. Free is a good thing. It's the F word. We
exactly.
Love it.
So, okay. Let's wrap up our visit on the tax situation. What about what's health care going to do to us this year from a tax standpoint?
2014 is going to be the year of Obamacare. I mean, one prediction I think I can safely make, Jim, this is the year where we're going to find out if Obamacare works or not.
Yep.
This is the year where the rubber meets the road.
And how
see
bad
if the numbers
be,
work out.
If it's going to be anything good and how bad it's going to be. And the spinning will be over because the reality will set in.
Precisely. We got a congressional election coming up this year, and once that is over, I think we're going to know where Obamacare stands. I think we're going to know where it is, finally. But the big thing for people about in terms of their planning this year, this is the year where the insurance requirement kicks in. This year, if you cannot prove to the IRS that you have a qualified health insurance plan or that you're under a grandfathered plan that was grandfathered in under the law,
right,
you are required to pay a penalty, which is this year it's 95 or 1% of your income, whichever is higher, and they don't really say what income that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading that as gross income. So if you had $200,000 in gross income, you could have a $2,000 penalty, you know, 1% of $200,000.
Right.
You could have a penalty in 2014. That's a question for your accountant, is how they're reading the regulations on that. But that is the big thing. If you are not insured, you have to pay this penalty. Now, this year, you could say, all right, that's not so bad, but it escalates over the next 2 years.
Right.
I think it's 3% in 2016. That could be a big
eventually,
fight.
If the law stands, eventually that number will get big.
That is precisely. That's right. It won't be too big, but at the same time, it's a huge bite on your income.
It'll be a blink level. It'll be enough to be a blink level.
That's right, and because it is technically a penalty, I don't think it's going to be deductible.
No. No, Cliff.
It is deductible?
No, it's not technically a penalty.
Not technically
it's
a penalty.
It's a tax.
Okay, they're treating it as a tax.
Don't you remember the contrived ruling that Chief Justice Roberts made? The government argued that it was a penalty, and if they'd stuck with that, the law would have been struck down, but Roberts contrived this penalty. The government argued for and said, oh, no, this is a tax, and the government has the right to do that. Therefore, the law was upheld.
Well, he used it as the basis for upholding the law. Congress clearly has the
for
power to levy taxes.
For contriving a ruling is what he used it for.
Right. So that's an interesting question. Talk to your accountant about that, because I'm still not 100% sure the IRS is going to honor that, Jim. But by all means, ask the question, because a lot of people are saying, I'm just going to pay the $95.
I hate to get into policy and politics,
no.
But that will be another thing that will come to pass this year.
I think that will be.
Because I'm serious. I think they call it a penalty on the website, but if it is in fact a penalty, then the ruling is defective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and I agree with that. This is one of those little hazy gray areas, and boy, there's a lot of Obamacare.
It's called bizarro world.
Oh, it is. But what's the purpose of the law? The purpose of the law is to encourage people, i.e. compel people, to get insurance. That's the whole purpose of this. They want the penalty to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's deductible on your tax return, it doesn't hurt that much.
There's a new thing called Medicare surtax, too.
Yeah, those are the two big things. The Medicare surtax point for people who make over $200,000 for an individual, or if it's a quarter of $1 million for a couple, there's an additional 0.9% for Medicare. That actually kicked in 2013.
And remember, folks, Cliff, as you know, many small businesses have that kind of income, but it's not. But it's not W-2 income. It's earnings from the company,
that's
and
correct.
It comes to them in the form of phantom income.
Yep, that's
so they
correct.
Could have that kind of income, but not yep. have the cash to, for
that. That is very, very true. That yeah. that could absolutely happen. Yeah. When they talk about, they're talking here about taxable income, and that could very yep. well include
could
phantom,
be phantom
income from a partnership
yep.
or something like that. And the other big thing, of course, is that there's an additional three points on passive income, which is like net investment income, but it also includes rental income. So those mm-hmm. of you guys who are renting out apartments yep. or houses or whatever,
they get away with the passive income anymore.
They nail you with the extra 3.8%. Yeah. So those
hey,
are the
Cliffy,
rules.
I got to go succeedinginyourbusiness.com, right?
You betcha, man.
Thanks, Cliff. Come back soon.
Good luck.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.